Friends, hello. It's good to see you. Got a question, as always. What's your favourite journey? Do you remember the first time you took it? Did you need instructions or a map to figure out where you were going? Or maybe think about what's the favourite thing that you've accomplished. Have you built your own house? Knitted something that's absolutely fabulous? Or, and as predictable as it is that I'm going to ask this, have you built a fabulous Lego set that was really enjoyable and able to follow the instructions and build something fascinating and lovely? My favourite Lego set of late is Lego Ideas 21322, Pirates of Barracuda Bay. It's a ridiculous set that calls back to the Lego of my childhood. Full of silly little bits and clever nods that make it something more than just a set. It's a big and complicated build with hundreds of steps and three instruction books. It took me somewhere in the region of 20 plus hours to build over about a month. To build it, I had to follow the instructions, and there'd be no way of just looking at the bits and simply having at it. It just would never have been built. It's the same, of course, with knitting or building a house. It's the same with heading out on a journey. Even if you know the way, if you know the route, you know it because you follow signs and landmarks to get to where you're going. Our reading today is a psalm of pilgrimage, a psalm that was sung by people on a journey to the temple, a people who were not long out of exile, and a group looking to put God at the centre of their regrowth as a people. So let's hear Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they are contend with their opponents in court. Amen. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. Psalm 127, through the voice of the pilgrims, reminds us that whatever we choose to build needs care in order that it's God-centred and nothing else. It was sung by people on their way to the temple, on their way to meet with God, and was a reminder to follow the roadmap laid out in their holy texts and shared in their holy places. As we begin to hear the words at the beginning of the psalm, it sings about building a house. And as that, we are reminded of something important. We're reminded it's not just what we do that matters, but our relationship with God. The reading should prompt us to ask difficult questions of ourselves and how we act. Do we act as if we are on pilgrimage with God, following the map laid out in the birth, life, teachings, death and resurrection of Christ? Do we do that? My challenge to you, my challenge to myself, is to ask that hard question. Are you building a life where love can dwell? Are you living in a way that shows without words that your life is influenced by God the Father, built on the teachings of Christ the Son, and guided by the Holy Spirit, however she may nudge? But if we build that house, what does it look like? God is not a brick, a stained glass window, or an oak-carved door, or a soaring ceiling. God is not a pew, a prayer desk, or a lectern, a coffee counter, pulpit, or organ. God is the welcome, the peace, the generosity of forgiveness and the grace of touch, the patience found in friendship offered. God is in the silence and in the word. And God is in the space between the waiting, the expecting, the wisdom, the learning, the laughter of living, and its hurt and pain too. God is the love that builds a house without walls or pulpit or roof. God is the mortar that binds us, the lime that holds us, the nails that join us. God is the house, and the house is love, and the house is us. If you're building a house, use foundations of faith, hope, and love. If you're knitting a jumper, use wool that is wound with justice and inclusion. If you're building the Lego set of life, then look through the guidance found in the Bible to put the pieces together in a way that resembles the kingdom of God.